In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Christ is in our midst. The world is full of Christians, but it is not full of Christians who are part of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. And it is that one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church that we celebrate today on this Sunday of Orthodoxy. Beginning in Genesis, God revealed himself to his people in many ways and makes promises to them. He promised Abraham that he would be the father of a great nation. But at the same time, he asked Abraham to sacrifice Isaac. Christ promises us eternal life, peace, joy, and love in his glorious kingdom. But he also asks that we be humble, that we fast. And as St. Gregory Palamas stated in his homily on Orthodoxy Sunday, he asks us to be ready to die and crucify ourselves together with our passions and desires. A few weeks ago, I mentioned Father Thomas Hopko's famous quote that orthodoxy is paradoxy. And though these promises of God seem like paradoxes, we follow the teachings of Christ through faith and in hopes of our salvation. And over the last few weeks, these teachings have been very strong and have directed us towards this fast. Teachings like being humble, like repenting from our sinful ways, the reality of Christ, the just judge, and forgiveness have been heard through readings, hymns, and homilies. All good messages, but clearly not equally understood, even among various Christian denominations. Today you may hear all sorts of Christians saying all sorts of things. Some may say the Bible is the only source of truth about God. And some may say, why do you bother praying to the saints when you can just pray to Jesus? And some may say Mary did her job, but that's really all we need to know about her. About 2,000 years ago, you would have heard Christians saying these heresies. God the Father and the Son don't exist together eternally, and Jesus was a created being and as such subordinate to the Father. That was one of the heresies back at that time. Or the human and divine essence of Christ are separate and that they are two persons, the man Jesus and the divine Logos. Another heresy. Or we must destroy the icons because they are graven images and a violation of God's commandment. Yet again, another heresy. There are so many opinions, so many theories, so many personal interpretations that have started massive Christian movements. How are we to tell the truth from that which is less than the truth? The answer is celebrated today and can be found in these four words: one, holy, Catholic, and apostolic. One, because there is only one truth. And while there may be many ways to approach the truth, there is only one path, which is the fullest and most complete. Father Hopko said, the church is indivisible. Men may be in or out of it, but they may not divide it. Holy, because the church is not run by men or women. The church is led by Christ and filled with the Holy Spirit. The church in action is a type of the kingdom of heaven, and as such must be holy. Calling the church Catholic means to define how it is, namely full and complete, all-embracing with nothing lacking. And the church is called apostolic because it was built upon Christ and the Holy Spirit sent from God In addition, Christ appointed the apostles, who he sent forth, having been filled with the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. And these apostles, through the succession of laying on of hands, extend to the bishops and the clergy of our ranks for thousands of years, down to the clergy you see here today. The way we know how to tell the truth and fullness of our faith from delusion and distortion is to rely on the teachings of the Bible and Christ, along with the faith of our fathers of the church, as proclaimed from each ecumenical council, through the writings of the Orthodox saints, from the holy fathers and mothers, these holy men and women whose teachings have been accepted by all Orthodox believers throughout the world. Today begins my tenure as your pastor, and the beginning of Father George's service as pastor emeritus. You know, in some denominations, when the pastor changes, so does the dogma. But have no fear, because we are the one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We can with confidence say that while there may be a change in the pastor, there is no change in the priesthood, which belongs to Christ and is made visible through the bishop and through his steward, the priest. So while my pastorship begins today, the church is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Today specifically, we celebrate the victory of the church over the icon smashers. That's what iconoclast means, icon smashers. When the church universally proclaimed the sacred and appropriate use of icons as being a true and proper part of Orthodox doctrine. But we really celebrate more than that. St. Gregory Palamas said, "We clearly and publicly celebrate today those who were illustrious in their piety and virtue, though their holy counsels and their godly doctrines these counsels proclaimed, so that we can follow those whose understanding accords with God's intention and believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit." But why are holy icons so important? Well, first, holy icons allow us to see God through his energies as reflected in the image of those who follow him throughout history. They allow us to see God himself through his incarnate word, who walked among us in the flesh. In today's gospel, Philip tells Nathanael that he found the Messiah, but Nathanael is skeptical because Philip says Jesus is from Nazareth, and Nathanael knows the scripture and that the Messiah is to come from Bethlehem. When Philip tells Nathanael in return, "Come and see," he's basically saying, as supposed by St. Nikolai, "I cannot give you an answer either to this or other questions you may have, but his very presence is an answer you cannot withstand. Just come with me into his presence." Just as Nathanael was convinced by being in the presence of Christ, the icon of Christ in the church places us in his presence. We must also remember that God is observing our life at every moment. In fact, all the heavenly hosts of angels and saints in glory are with us always. The icons that represent the invisible world of the church triumphant remind us of their constant presence and their intercession for us in this world. So today, let's not forget the great gift God has given us, this one holy Catholic and apostolic church. Today, let us remember the presence of Christ and his saints in our midst as we venerate their holy icons. Today, as we see hundreds of icons all around us in this church, let us remember the millions of saints and angels that offer their help to us in prayer. Today, let us find comfort that in a world of darkness and shadow, we are united as Orthodox Christians, For we have seen the true light. We have received the heavenly Spirit. We have found the true faith, worshiping the undivided Trinity who has saved us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.